Kof Dalet Elul, Friday the 23rd of September, Rabbi David Roth, Turning into the Song of Life, Introduction to Zemira's series.
Tuning into the Song of Life. Yeah, this is going to be a Beis Hashem series on Zemir Shabbos. But for today, we're going to focus, standing for Rosh Hashanah, we're going to talk about tuning into the Song of Life. And I noticed earlier in the week there was also a Song of Life, so Rosh Hashanah is looking very happy, very fair. We'll soon talk about that. There's a Gvaldige Siddi Yaivitz, where he talks about Zmir Shabbos. He says, he brings from Sefer Hasidim, there's a mitzvah, the Zama B'Shabbos, like it says, Mizmo Shiloh Yom HaShabbos, Toiv Lehoidus Hashem, Zama L'Shem Cho Elyon. But he brings here a Loshem, that Ha'oimram, Samtiu says, Zmir is Mevi Toiv Ha'Lo'ilam, he brings goodness to the world, V'Hashem Dovik Boy, and Hashem cleaves to this person who says Zmir is on Shabbos, O Makshiv Lekoiloi, O Misratze, O Mekayim Ha'oilam Shaloi Chorev. So this person singing Zmiris on Shabbos, we see here phenomenal Lashonus, the Rebbeinu Shem is Dovik in him, and here's his koil, and his Mekayim Ha'olam Shaloi Chorev, and this person is basically maintaining the world that shouldn't be Chorev, and he says this Indian of being Zmiris on Shabbos is Kmoish Kos, Mizmir Shir Lo'yem HaShabbos, there's an Indian to sing Zmiris on Shabbos. So I just thought maybe to talk about the Indian of, we'll get there based on Zmiris of Shabbos, but first to talk how to tune into the Song of Life. We find many psukim in Tehillim where there's a strong connection between chayim, life, and singing. The moshul, Hallelu Hashem b'chayoy. The Melech says Hallelu Hashem b'chayoy. Other psukim says Oshiru Hashem b'chayoy. And we find life and song have a very strong connection. So this is what I wanted to talk about today. Emes, as we said, there was another shiur this week also about Shira and Zimra. And we know Dovah b'Ikloy Ma'atoyv. One should talk normally a topic which is seasonal. This seems more appropriate maybe for Chanukah, that's Lahoidus of the Hallel, and it's a Zman which is made for singing, Zmir Shiris, Tishbochis. Rosh Hashanah, the Chari, we find the contrary. We find there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Flamed Beis. The Gemara says that the Malachi Ashoris, the Malachim asked the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, why didn't Klal Yisrael sing Shira on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So Kaddish Baruch Hu said, Melech Yoshe Bedin, it's a Yom Hadin, Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mason, Psuchim Lefonai. And you want Klal Yisrael to sing Shira, it's not the right time to sing Shira. So what are these shurim here about Shira for? How does it come in this time? Then one can ask the question a bit different. We say when we make the transition from Toshi 9 Aleph to Toshi 9 Beis, from one year to the next, it's really after Mincha, before Maariv, there's a special tefillah, Ochis Ketano. So in this Ochis Ketano, it's a Moedic Tefillah, we talk here about Tichle Shonah V'Kil Loiseho, and at the end we say Tochel Shonah V'Choseho, and that's the transition we make from the old year to the new year. There's also talk about Shira. The Python says here, V'Noya Milin L'Chot Tikroa, with sweet words, Klal Yisrael will call out to you, V'Shir V'Hilulim K'Lechonoi, and we'll talk to you in Shir V'Hilulim. Also again we say later, Zmiroi Sabas V'Cheshko Tagbir, that the Zmiris of Klal Yisrael, the Bas of Knesset Yisrael, she's Bechishit to sing Zmiris to you. So the question again is this, how does this fit in with Rosh Hashanah, with the Gemara which says, it's not the time to sing Shira, it's a Yom Adin, it's a Pachad Adin, it's not the time to sing Shira. So I found Rosh Tevis on Elul this year, which I've never seen before. We know Elul has got lots of different Rosh Tevis, as Anila Doidi V'Doidili, Ishleo Matonis Lev Yoinim, different Rosh Tevis. There's lots of Rosh Tevis on Elul, I think, more than any other month. And each Rosh Tevis really is a message of what Elul is about, and what the objective of Elul is, what we have to achieve in the Chodesh of Elul. It's Anina Doidi V'Doidili. It's trying to connect to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, enhance our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Now, I saw Bonam in the Kisvei Arizal, that Elul is Rosh Tevis Oshiro L'Hashem V'Yoyim Ulemui. As Elul, really, in Oz Yosh we say, V'yoyim Ulemui, Oshiro L'Hashem V'Goygo. So he says, Elul is Rosh Tevis Oshiro L'Hashem V'yoyim Ulemui. So again, what's this idea of Elul being the Zman of Shira, of singing Shira? So to explain this, I think maybe just a few words about Elul. Elul is very different, it's unique in a way, than any other month in the year. Elul has really a dual function. On one hand, Elul marks the end of the year. It's the end of the year which is past, but it's also the foundation and on which we base the coming year. See, the Sforim will say that really, by Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you have to give the cheshbon on the year that's passed. So it's me cheshbon on nefesh. And the Sforim say that by having a better performance in Elul, by trying to do our best in Elul, hakol hoylich acha hagma. So in a way, when the Bereshim is done on the year, if Elul put more input and more effort into Elul, then will be better for Yom Adin. And that's the idea of Elul, of finishing off the year in the best possible way that we can. On the other hand, we find also Elul is also the beginning of the new year. Like you see, the Sforim bring down that Elul is the zman of Aboim Yimei Rotzoi, which takes you from Rosh Chodesh Elul into the new year, into Yom Kippur, and it's a month of Achonah for the coming year. So it's got a double function. Emesis Shabbos has a similar thing to it. Shabbos as well, on one hand, it's the end of the week. Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. A person goes into Shabbos, like there's a Sheshes Yimei Masa, and then he goes into Shabbos. We find also the Shabbos is Mekoyer HaBrocha, that from Shabbos, my name is Bochin, Chol Shiltei Yom, in the 6 days, the coming days, is Mekoyer HaBrocha, it's a beginning, the foundation for the future as well. So we see El and Shabbos have a comparison in that way. So I wanted to explain, if El has got a double function, then possibly, according to what the Ariya Kodesh is saying, that El is an expression of Ashira Hashem by Yod Ulemori, and that's what should be done in the month of El, so that's explain maybe how that can be done by way of Elul being the end of the year, and how that can be done by virtue of Elul being the foundation for the coming year. And what is the necessity here of having of the sin of Shira, which we see also in Ochis Ktano, that's how we go from the old year into the next year, using Shira. The Parsha begins this week, Atum Nitzovim Ayoim Kulchem, Bifnei Hashem Lekechem, Sheikhim Shevtechem, Avem Kolish Yisrael. And the Sforim explained, they bring from the Zohar Kodesh, that Hayoim is going on Rosh Hashanah, but every Eid is standing before the Rebbeinu Shleil and Badin. There's a Rashi here which brings from the Medrash. Lomon nismucha pashas atem nitzovim miklolis. Why is there a smichas between the Toichacha of last week into atem nitzovim hayoyim? So Rashi brings that when Klal Yisrael heard the Toichacha, hayriku peneihem. Literally, their face changed color. The Omru miyuchal amu be'elu. Who can withstand such a bitter toichacha? Which we've seen in Meshach HaDoiris, that it is such a difficult toichacha. So Hischel Moshe lefaisel. Moshe began to be mefaisel them, to appease them, to calm them down. Atem nitzovim hayoim. They're still standing here today. Habech astem lamokrim yivenuid ribayin shloilem veloy osritchem kloyo. He hasn't destroyed you, he hasn't finished you off. V'arei atem kayom lefonov. You're still kayom lefonov. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Hischel Faisal. So the Nesivus Sholem has a whole shmul, what's happening here? On one hand, there's a Teichecha is for a reason. The Teichecha is that Klal Yisrael should know there's a consequence to Chatorim, there's the bitter consequences. So they got a Pachat, Hariku Paneim. So that's really, they got the Pachat. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu Hischel Faisal? It's fine, Atum Nitzovim, Adayin Atum Kayom Lufonov, he didn't destroy you, you're still there, Atum Nitzovim. So you see, Sholem has a whole arichas, but really what, the punchline of what he's saying is, that as we know, Rosh Hashanah, there's lots happening in Rosh Hashanah. Actually, the Likud Mashkiach, Rav Vachtfeigel, used to say that people stand Rosh Hashanah a bit confused. On one hand, it's a Yom Adin, and there's a Pachad Adin. On the other hand, we've got the Chedas Hashem, Himu Uzchem, Ptuchim, Shiasir, Hamnes, like the Torah says, that's why we're Misatzif Levonim. So, and like the Novi says, Al Teyotzvu, Ichlu Mamtakim, Shtum Adanim, it's a time of Chezas Hashem, Usmuti Mischazg, with Bitochen. So we have, on Rosh Hashanah, lots of things happening. Even Shofar, which on one hand, it's, Itoka Shofar, Be'ev, Omna Yechrodu, it's an Inin of Pachad, it's also Inin of Simcha, Be'in Mamlech, Rebbein Shloilom, so there's lots going on Rosh Hashanah. But what we see in this Rashi is, that the message of what we should go in, maybe at the forefront of our mind, is the Atem Nitzovim Hayoyim. It's the Peel, so Moshe Rabbeinu. I was thinking that really at the end of the year we always say Tichlo Shana Kelosel, and I think particularly maybe in this year everyone was the Nisyonis for the Klal, for the Prats and the Tamils in America, lots of stories in the Matzah Eretz Yisrael. There's lots which we could say creates an atmosphere of Hariku Pneihem, which is really a Pachad Hadin of what's happening in the world. But at the same time it seems that the message is Atem Nitzovim Hayoyim, that a person has to be Nitzov with the Festkeit, Nitzovim is with the Festkeit going into the Yom Hadin. So I wanted to explain this perhaps with a Meister. And I heard this Meister a few years ago. And I was trying to trace it at the beginning of the week, this story, like the details, to get it correct. And I couldn't follow up. And Bob Shem, 2 days ago, I was at a function, And Darshan said this story, so I felt, now I have all the details, it's definitely the South Hashanah, I'll tell you this myself. There's a Yid in Eretz Yisrael called Rabbi Lechfira. Maybe people have heard of him. He's a Belzer Chosid and he's a renowned consultant. People come and ask him advice, medical advice. So the story goes like this. He had a Yid, he came across somebody who had a sum of money at Stocker to give. And he asked this Rabbi Lechfira where he should give this money. What would be an appropriate place to put this, to give this tzedakah? So he was thinking, he wasn't sure what the most appropriate place is. So it was in the evening time, he said, let's go to the coastal Hamaravi, we'll have a Ma'ariv, we'll have maybe a Tzatishmayas, a Kneidu Beit Satoiva, maybe we'll be able to find where the most appropriate place to give this Chum of money to the wolves. So they get to the coastal and they see the Yerushalayim Yid, older Yid who is davening there, Mamish, with a koch, very, very engrossed in tefillah, and they looked at him, they saw this person looks like he might be able to do us some help. So so this fellow turns to a medic, he says, if there's a medical issue, then I give it over to you, you can help him, it's your expertise. And if it's money he needs, then maybe this is the right place to give him money. So they go over to him, and they say, is there any way we can help you? You look like you're troubled. So he goes, no, Baruch Hashem, actually I'm a Baal Simcha, Simcha Mazel Tov. I'm actually, I just finished the last Sheva Brachos of my youngest child, I've married off 10 children, and I just finished this evening was the last Sheva Brachos. So he said, I finished the Sheva Brachos, and I was preparing for bed, and then I was mispoiling, and actually the Gval Bechassodim, the Rebbeinu Shalom, where I'm up to, he's given me some tishmai over this period that I married off 10 children. Now the last Shevroch, I felt I couldn't go into bed just right as I felt I had to give a proper Shevroch for Yidor to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's why I went to the Koisel, and I'm here, to the Mekhoim Sud Beis Mikdoshenu, to give a proper Shevroch for Yidor to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for all his chasodim. So that's why he was so nislahiv by the herbish of Yidor on what he's passed. So I heard this mice and I was thinking, this Yishalayim Yid, married of 10 children, there's a good chance we all know him. There's a good chance he's probably been going around and collecting for the cause. It probably hasn't been an easy feat to marry off 10 children. He's probably got chayvus ibad the cop. Naturally, one might assume that after the tenth year, the Sheva Brachos, he just feels phew, like done it. He's there, he did it. Or he's thinking, where am I gonna find the funds for this? But to think of actually being misoyer. And looking at the Gvalga Toiv and the Gvalga Chesed in such a state, it became a bit of a chiddush that he could pick himself up and give a Shevach Vaidor when there's so much going on and he's probably thinking how all the difficulties getting there, tribulation getting there, and how he's going to settle his chayvus, etc. So I thought it was a Gvalga Zach that he could pick up and focus on the Toiv of that he's been taken till here. And I was thinking that the Maaseh, as much as these days are days where we're looking towards next year, and it's as if we're davening for the next year, Tachal Shona Virchiseho, and it's sort of, we sometimes think, oh, this year behind us, next year, Be'ez Hashem, will be better, and all the Yeshuas that we ask for, and Be'ez Hashem, they should be. At the same time, there's this inyan of Adayin Atim Kayomim Lefonov, which Atim Nitzovim Hayoim tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, Atim Nitzovim Hayoim, that Adayin Atim Kayomim Lefonov, which we say, Moedim Shechisonu, the Kiyam Tonu, that's a time where we can actually be mizboinen, that we just, if we think back last year this time, we were also Simatova, we were wishing each other Tikosin Alta Lacham Tova the Shodom, and we were davening for it. And Baruch Hashem took us through the year, Adainatim Kayomim Lefonov, it's a really his man, of a Shira Lashem, Vayom Lemur, the Arizal says, it's a time by Emes at the end of the year to give Shira for that. And I was thinking, the Loshnatim Nitzovim Hayoim, the Pasuk says by Yosef, Yosef said, Hine koma lumasi v'gam nitzovo. Yosef said to his brothers in his dream, his bundle was standing, v'gam nitzovo, and it also it stayed upright. So I was thinking that v'gam nitzovo is possibly an indication that it's not just that the bundle stood up. When a bundle stands up, it can fall down, the wind can blow it down. Gam nitzovo means it remains standing with a festkeit. And that's really the message, I think, which we can take going into Rosh Hashanah, as El being the end of the year, that although there have been bumps along the year for the klal, for the prat, but actually there's a meidika chesed Hashem, which Oshir Hashem v'yom comes in El, to thank that Adayin Atim Kayomim Lefonov and Gamnitzovo, that Baruch Hashem we can go, we've got the Chaim to go into Beis Hashem the next year. So that's the dimension of El being the end of the Oshir El Hashem Vayimlema on the Ova. We said there's also the El being a foundation for the future as well. So I found in the Chiddush Harim, he says that the month of El is a month of being Mesadish Vachish Shel Mokoy. And to explain what he's saying, the Gemara says that Lo'elam Yisadeh Odom Shvachish Shel Mokoy. A person should always first be Mesadeh the Shvachim, talk about the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'achakach Yispal, and then he should daven. So really, the idea of being Mesadeh Shvachish Shel Mokoy, we find really in Shemini Esrei, already we start davening, we talk about the Mishnah Shlemes Chasodim, Koyim Chasodim Toivim, and then in Gvuris we also say Mechal Kolchaim Bechesed. There's lots we say, so all the Chasodim Hashem. And then we go into the Bakoshas Tzrochim. The same idea is also Pesukah Dezimra. We talk about the Roimimus and the Gavlus and the Tevus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we go into Tefillah. So I found this brought down in Kedushas Levi, where he talks about this idea, and he says, we shouldn't apply a shallow understanding of what this means. He says, the Moshe, the Melech Bosav Adam, one could think, and one goes to this Melech, and one tells him, you know, you're such a gewaldige king, you're so kind, you're so merciful, you're so powerful, and please can you give me this, that, and the other. So first he's like, buttered up the king, and then he asks him for what he wants. He says, Chas v'sholem, now that would be the pshat in this chazal. So the Kedushas Levi says, and others for him say, the idea is that Klal Yisrael have a special power, that when we focus on the Romimus, and the Gvura, and the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that actually facilitates the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and the Bishman applies it, he has that Hanhoga with us. So he says that's the idea of Yiratzodim Shvachish Shalmokim, because the Rebbeinu is slabshus and the middus that we talk about by focusing on the Toiv and by focusing on the Chesed Hashem. There's the one vort of the Noam HaNemelech says, Zecher Avtuvcho Yabiyu, Zecher Avtuvcho Yabiyu, that Klal Yisrael express, Yabiyu Mezoshen Maveh, they express the Rav Tuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Noam HaNemelech says that Yabiyu is also a Loshen of Noveyah, it's a Loshen of a spring. He says, Zecher Rav Tuvcho, when Klal Yisrael mentioned the Rav Tuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yabiyu, that actually makes it spring forth, the Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that by focusing on the Tuv, by focusing on the Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by thanking him for it, by singing Shir for it, that actually creates the Shefa for us to receive the Shefa. So in a way, what the Chiddush HaRim is saying is that Elul is the month before Tishri, before Omid B'Tefillah, before we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Shefa, and there's so many Tefillahs, which Beis Hashem will daven, there's the idea of La'olam Yisad Adam Shevachi Shalmokim, first to be Yisad the Shevachim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. After one to be Mesadeh the Shvachim, that means he's appreciated and he's expressed the Toiv and all the goodness and all the Chasodim that he's experienced, then he will be able to facilitate the Shefa Beis Hashem in the coming year. And I saw that the Sforim bring this Likutim Yikorim from the Mezuzah Magid, and he says that on Rosh Hashanah we tend to focus more on the new Tfilis, on the Tfilis Hayoim, which are like Rosh Hashanah Dik. He says, Psukah de Zimra, one looks at it as if it's we always think the same Psukah Zimra, but he says Rosh Hashanah, which is actually a schatches of the Bria, he says it's actually important to focus on the Roimimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're being Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's about appreciating and spending time thinking and mentioning all the Chasodim and the abundance of Toiv that Rebbeinu Shlomo does. So this really brings out the two inyonim of Oshir El Hashem Vayomru Leimor, the Elul is the Zman of Shira, first for what we've received, and using time, Rav Miller used to say, every Rosh Chodesh, he used to suggest it's a good idea to spend a few seconds just thinking that we've just been given a unit of time, we've given a month, we're going to the next month, and we look ahead. But actually, the Rosh Hashanah gave us so much till here, so the same thing, Oshir Hashem v'yomu leimoi, El is to focus on the Toiv that we've experienced, that Adayin Atim Kayomim Lefonov, Atim Nitzovim Hayoi. And it's also being Mesadeh Shvachish Shalmokim, because by appreciating and by singing Shira on the Toiva, we're actually facilitating the Hemshech of the Shefa, Be'ez Hashem, the Toivas of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam into the coming year. There's the similar thing we find also by Shabbos. By Shabbos, a person goes through the week, and until he gets to Shabbos, there's Halilus and Yeridus of the Sheshes Yimei Hamasa. And Shabbos, Svarim explain, Shabbos is a symbol of really the Bo Shabbos Bo Menucha, where there's no, if you like, negativity, there's no Ra. The Pasuk we start Kiddush Yom HaShishi, others have the meaning to say the whole Pasuk, because it really starts in the middle of a Pasuk, of Vayev Evoike Yom HaShishi, that's where the Pasuk finishes. But some people start at the beginning of the Pasuk. The beginning of the Pasuk is Vayev Lekim Eskal HaShaosa, Vehine Toiv Mo'oid, Vayev Evoike Yom HaShishi. So, I saw brought down that there's a Reb Tzvimaya Zilberberg, there's a Mashpia in Eretz Yisrael, he says, and the idea of Shabbos is, to go into Shabbos is, that Vayah, just like a Kodesh Baruch, he looked at the whole world, there was a Shleimus. Vahine Toiv Mo'id, everything was Toiv Mo'id. He says that, he goes into Shabbos, it's also in, you know, Vahine Toiv Mo'id. He goes and he sees it, in a Toiv Mo'id. And that Gufa will explain very nicely, that Shabbos is the Mekoy HaBrocha, because by focusing on Zmir Shabbos, and by focusing on the Toiv, the Reimus of a Kodesh Baruch, and the Geshmak that Yid has in his life, that gufa can create the new shefa, just like we're saying in Elul, that by Ashir al Hashem v'yem uleimoy, that gufa creates the shefa, because that's like the word Yabil, that makes the chasodim and the Torah of Baruch spring forth. The same way, by Shabbos, by singing Zemir Shabbos and coming in, that v'hinei Torah ma'oiv, that is gufa, the Mekoy HaBrocha for the coming week. I just wanted to mention that there's an interesting thing I saw, which is, I think, a mitzvah de fasim, which has got a connection to what we've been saying. We know that the Rosh Hashanah is really the day of this chadshus of the Bria, but actually, the first day, the Yom Aleph of Maaseh Bereishis, is Chof Hei El. Chof Hei El is really when Bereishis bore Elokim. Now there's one of the leading poskim in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Mordechai Brachschlita, has the whole kumshus on Chof Hei El. And I thought it's a mitzvah of fasting, because for me it was a big chiddush. He says here, he brings from the Ben Ishchai, he brings it as an inyan on every Chof Hei El. This year actually falls on Shabbos, but tomorrow is Shabbos Kodesh. But actually every Chof Hei El, he says, there's an inyan to be madlik, to have a sa'uda. He says not to fast, although these days lots of gedolim fast. But he says to have a suda, the pas, or bosso, the chvoid hayoim. And he says, he bein b'yoim, bein b'layla, lihizoem mikas v'hakpode. Be very careful not to have any kas v'hakpode in the day of Chof Hei El. So, Rav Gross has a hesbah here, which I thought was very relevant to what we've been saying, and something which we can take into the next year, Be'ez Hashem. He says, be'emes, the Oylom Chesed Yibone, and the Rebbein Shloim, like the Swarm say, is Mechevet Tatoiv Lehetiv. The Rebbein Shloim wants to give just Toiv, but somehow, in our lives as human beings, we sometimes don't experience a Toiv, and we maybe our hate gets in the way, wherever it is, we don't feel the full netto Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it's hard for us to feel it and literally, not that palpable for us to feel. So he says that. Really, we find that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaBriya. That's really because that's when the Marish was created, which is the Tachlis of the Briya. But it says on the Yom HaBriya of Rosh Hashanah, there was actually the Chet of Adam HaRishon, which the Chet of Adam HaRishon was Goyim, the Yom HaDin, and as Zevaita, that was created on Rosh Hashanah. That's why the day of Rosh Hashanah has got Simcha, because we're Mamlech Ribbono Shel Olam. At the same time, we're aware of our part in other missions chet, and how that influences the whole Bria, and that way it takes away from the shleimus, if you like, of the Bria of the Olam Chesed Yibonu, which the Bein Shlom created. Masha'enkin, he says, in contrast, Chof Hei El, he says is neto chesed. That was the Yotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just chesed of only chesed, which no Adam, no person came and interfered in the Rebbein Shloim's plan. It's as if on Yom HaShishi, the Rebbein Shloim gave it over to us, and sort of we did the chet, and that's what we have to be metaken, and that's our tachlis, the tachlis for the Bria, to put it right. But what Rav Gross explains here is that Chof Hei El is neto the chesed Hashem, the rotzon Hashem to create the world with the full expression of chesed that the Rebbein Shloim created the Bria. So he says that these yomim avrei misugolim, his lashon is, that the yomim asher levakish bakosh leloy hagbola, there's no limit to what a person can ask for in these days of leading up to Rosh Hashanah, where Adam Rishon didn't yet come in the picture, because as we know, every zman which we go through is Ma'ir, what happened then. So this he explains what the Ben Ishchai says, that's particularly in Chofban, and Yom Chofei, because we find actually on Rosh Hashanah others that's brought down the minute some fast. And he says on Yom Chofei Elu, to make a Sud of Bepas, a Bosol, a Foyd Hayoim, and not to show any Hakpoda, not to show any trace of negativity, because this is a day where we are mizboinen that the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, which was Nefil Chesed before we came into it. So I think this is connected to what we're saying, because Shabbos, as we know, is really Me'en Olam Habo, it's Me'en the Tikkun HaSholem. There's no negativity, there's no chet, and it's mamash the shlemus of the bria, the way the Rebbeinu Shlom created it. So in a sense, by Zmir's Shabbos, and as we said, by going into Shabbos with the sense of the Avaya Elokim Eskolash also, Vehine Toiv Mo'oid, that the whole bria and everything is Toiv Mo'oid, and trying to be'emes feel that and experience that, then that is be'emes tapping into the shlemus habria. And as he says here, that Chofei El, which was the Bria So'ilam b'shleimusa, without any interference, that is a Yom Mesubu for Chesed Rachum, which means Zoych B'Emes to go into the year Tachol Shonu v'Choseho, and Tzivich Simetayda, Lomu L'Chol Yisrael Amin.